independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
In this new Brookings Institute study, the surprise involved middle-aged whites with limited education. On average, they are dying younger than other middle-aged Americans, a trend driven by their dwindling economic opportunities.
Opportunities, economic. Not Russia. Not the wall. Even though it was great rhetoric and a good way to sell it. Not fighting ISIS. Economic opportunities are the reason that Donald Trump's in the White House. Period. Case closed. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Who did the Democrats leave out? They went in a way that was completely all about identity politics, and they left out the one identity that would have put them over the top. Middle-aged white men and women who are living in the middle of the country, who are struggling day to day to pay for the most basic needs. Brookings Institute shows it. Not only are they poor and broke, they're dead and broke at times. Literally. Overdoses through the roof. Premature deaths by methods of injuries through the roof. Drug addiction through the roof. Poverty rate through the roof. Can't put it all on government. Cannot put it all on government. Won't put it all on government. What I will say, though, is government doesn't help. You know, when I talk about government and jobs, you know what I talk about? Maybe I need to do a better job explaining. Is government's regulation and overregulation of industries has cost us dearly in this country. It has cost us tremendously in this country. In the state I'm in, you can double that regulation, oversight, and meddling. When we look at those free markets, you know, those studies that come out once every 6 months or a year, and we see the likes of Vietnam and Hong Kong and elsewhere around the world, which you think wouldn't be the bastion of freedom, have more financial freedoms than we do, what does that say to you? It says that we're not doing a good job. If you came up with the greatest thing in the history of the world today, the greatest thing, I don't care what it is, it's a widget that all you have to do is put it in your light socket and it will give you energy forever. The government will come in. They will find a way to either take it with you or to mostly partner and take as much as possible to make it as expensive as possible to make sure that they take care of all of the things that they need to take care of that will benefit them and not the people. Government is a problem in a lot of ways. I'm for sound, smart government. We need government, but we need adult government. Donald Trump became president because he said four little letters, J-O-B-S, jobs. Jobs. That's what people want. When you see that the suburbs of middle America are crumbling, that people are fading away, that they're dying, that they have no hope, that they struggle day to day to live. Come on. Again, you lost not because Russia. You lost not because of your emails. You lost because you abandoned what was once your quote-unquote base for a guy who's a billionaire but seems to have more of a touch with the average person than you ever did and your party has anymore. It's about opportunity. It's about education.
Education brings opportunity. Opportunity in the area of employment later. Opportunity in the skills to overcome obstacles.
Yeah. You give people opportunity through education. They've got an opportunity to do things. But they've also got to do it for themselves. I can't sit here and blame government. Because, you know, we talk about illegal immigration all day long. And I got a great story about illegal immigration and how I explained it to Jack over the weekend. But I will tell you this right now. You're also responsible for you. We talk about illegal immigration. And I will tell you this. There are people that venture here from very, very far away through treacherous, heinous, violent conditions to come to this country and work. We have people in the middle of America who won't move to another state next door because they're hoping and praying that it will all come back. Not going to happen. Healthcare is another big issue. These people struggle day in and day out with healthcare just to make it get by.
Arnold is 25 with a significant health worry.
I was diagnosed with a tumor in my head when I was 18.
Benign?
Yes, sir, it's benign.
But still there?
It's still there. It's being treated with medication.
So you pay for medication out of pocket?
Yes, sir.
How expensive?
It's about $300 a month.
$300 a month for health care to pay for just that medicine. You're living day to day? That's a struggle, kids. You're living day to day, paycheck to paycheck, it's a struggle. A lot of people were frustrated last week with what took place with healthcare, how it fell apart. I get that. You should be frustrated. Should be more frustrated and pissed over the fact that government is so deep inside the pockets of all of these lobbyists from top to bottom that it's tough for any American to get a fair shake when the games are played across the board and we're the ones who suffer while everybody else gets paid. It is frustrating. It is very frustrating. But something needs, just like I talked about last hour, where we need to look at addiction in a totally different way, and that doing these little things, whether it be, you know, reducing the amount of painkillers you can get into only a 7-day subscription, prescription, to what we need to stop it. And we need to re-look at it. It's the same thing. We need to re-look at healthcare across the board. It's 1/6 of our economy. But for a lot of people, it's more than just that, right? It's about pride. It's about saying, I got health care. I'm good. I got something. It's a pep in the step. It's a little something extra. And I don't think people get that.
I get sick, I go to the doctor, I pay him cash.
Roach, now 48, smokes a pack a day.
We're all getting older.
True.
Things go wrong.
Yes.
If something goes wrong, you're going to wish you had it.
There you go. Yes, probably so.
Yeah, he smokes a pack a day. You're on there. You're on your own there. Sorry. I don't feel sorry for people like that. But still, no health care. Chances of him getting health care probably slim to none. It's a struggle out there. This is what America looks like in the middle of the country, the flyover nations. The East Coast and West Coast have it totally. No, they don't have it right. They think what goes for them should go for these people. Because they think their life is very similar. But it's not. In fact, most of them live behind their ivory towers and ivory walls, and they never see even what goes on beneath them. And the same thing goes for most of the congressmen and women and senators of every state. Not only the state ones, but the ones they send to D.C. It is frustrating for these people, left, right, and center. And I know they're frustrated. And it's everything across the board. Every inch hurts. Every nickel hurts. Every dime that's taken away hurts people. They're addicted. They're desperate. They're depressed. They're looking for something. They're looking for something. And they're not finding it. They turn to Trump. They're hoping Trump's going to do it. He's not going to do it overnight. And he's got a lesson that he's having to learn, which is politics in D.C. is dirty. It's nasty. Everybody's out for their own. And you are somebody, for all intents and purposes, who is a passerby. You're going to be there 4, maybe 8 years, and then you're out of here. These people are going to be there for as long as they damn well hope they can be, which may be 30 plus years. So you're just more than a passerby. They care about themselves. We've got to rethink a lot of things in this country. And there's a lot of people that are being left out, and it's not always, hey, it's a Hispanic person, it's a black person, it's a Latino person, it's a Mexican, it's somebody from Jamaica, it's somebody who's come over here who's a refugee from one of these war-torn countries. There's a lot of people that feel they're left out and want to change. And suburbia is changing day in and day out. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Texter writes, in healthcare versus health insurance, nothing in ACA or GOP addresses cost issues. No, nothing. None of it does. None of it addresses the cost issue. Premiums. Premiums are the number one thing that people worry about. It's the cost of paying for it monthly. I don't care if your deductible's $5,000, $10,000, $50,000. If you can't afford your premiums, you don't matter at that point in time, right? Does not matter. I had somebody text, I had four emails and texts over the weekends that all said the same thing. Bosses and businesses were very happy. They hired and expanded a little bit in hopes that Obamacare was going to be repealed and save them some money and have an opportunity to grow. And three of them all said the same thing. We were notified that there probably will be changes in the next 30 days. Some people will be working more overtime. Some people are going to lose their jobs. It matters. That matters. Hey, you know what else matters? Not being a fool and missing out on something important like a date, anniversary, love, mom's birthday. My mom again this weekend hammered me. We're talking about birthdays, the kids, because I was talking about one of the little kids, my sister. I'm like, Bree, when's your birthday? I got them mixed up. With my little brother and little sister, I got their birthdays mixed up. My mom's like, do you remember when you missed my birthday? I was like seven, Mary. I call my mom Mary. Guess what? Never happened again. My mom's birthday is July 1st. Never going to happen again. My aunt's birthday coming up April 4th. Not happening. Not going to miss it. Why is that? Because I was smart. Pro Flowers has a brand new service called Pro Gifter. This is what it does. It allows you to schedule three bouquet deliveries, same or different address, right? So you get three different addresses or the same up to a year in advance. Boom! Three bouquets, vases, free shipping, all for $99. So if you procrastinate, forget, anniversary, birthday, whatever it is, this is the service for you. You're going to save time. You're going to save money, up to $70 in savings, and you're going to look amazing throughout the year. ProFlowers buys the best from the best growers. Seven-day freshness guarantee. Plus, they pass a seven-point quality check before even being shipped. I know you're thinking of an occasion right now you send flowers for. Boom! Go to proflowers.com, look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick up your flowers. Get the delivery date set, ready to roll. Boom, you're done. Nothing more to worry about. That's it. Go to proflowers.com, look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad Benson Show.
Not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next with these hearings? There'll be lots of them. Nothing will come of it. And in the end, we'll find out all kinds of stuff that doesn't matter to our daily life. Chad, why do you do that? You're such a jerk. Just saying. It's what's next for these things. It's got to be tough. Producer Phil, don't you think it's tough? I don't know how people do it. Like, how do you get excited about this stuff day in and out? How do you think they do it? Is it the check?
I don't know, because it makes my eyes glaze over as well.
Is it a check? It's got to be the check, right? Could you imagine, like, this is my thing. Could you, to me, you know what it is? It's the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. We know who's going to win. And we know what, you've seen the Globetrotters once. It's kind of, you know, I'm just saying. It's the same thing over and over again. It is. Look, kids, Big Ben Parliament. Look, kids, Big Ben Parliament. Hey, did you see that, Producer Phil, you're a SpaceX rocket that we've got you on that flight? It's apparently a recycled rocket.
Yeah, I saw think that. That's a I good forgot thing. To watch the launches.
I think it's a good thing, though. when we finally send you up there? Because it's worked once, right? So that's better than like, hey, well, it may work. I don't know. This one's totally brand new. Maybe. So what's next for the hearings? And then Gorsuch next week is, I think they're going to bring it to a vote. The Democrats are still saying, yeah, we're going to fight it tooth and nail, and we're going to do all we can, and I don't know if there'll be a nuclear option. Probably not. It's only so much. You can stop fighting. Let's just want you to go up there and just to shut the hell up. Act like an adult for a change. Somebody act like an adult. One person. One person act like an adult. Don't know who it is. Don't care who it is. Somebody act like an adult. Somebody, please. We all know he's going to be confirmed. You sitting here and doing what you're doing and placating your angry small base of people who pay any attention to this, who have a worry each and every day about something in their life where they're going to be microaggressed, micro-oppressed, or absolutely destroyed is ridiculous. I know they have Twitter feeds. I know they have Facebook and Instagrams. And you know what? Turn it off. Don't pay attention. Get on with your life. That's it. Get on, get on, get on. There you go. Simple as that. We know he's going to be confirmed. Let's move on. Doesn't change anything. Everything stays the same. Still 5-4 in the things that matter. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Looking outside, I don't know. What do you think? There's 60-mile-an-hour winds? 65, 70-mile-an-hour winds right outside our window. I believe a haboob is rolling in as well. So this should be exciting today. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Show! Hung out with my little dude. Last 3 days, 4 days, picked him up Sunday. We had some adventures with my little brothers. Memories. Like making memories. Not big into buying toys. I'll get a little something here and a little something there. But I'm about memories. And we, tell you what, on, I think it was Tuesday, we played Nerf Wars. And I take him to this arena where they have this Nerf arena, and it's like, it looks like if you go to like Universal Studios, like a stunt, you know, stunt show kind of thing. And they were having fun, but then they didn't see Daddy coming around the corner, and Daddy had suited up, and I was loaded for bear. Went out to McDonald's afterwards, you know, did what you do. An interesting story came up in North Carolina, Mooresville, North Carolina. Restaurant owner has decided that he didn't want kids there. So doesn't like, it has nothing to do with whether or not he dislikes kids. He has nothing to do with that. He likes kids. So it's all based on money and business. He said, and parents too. We always leave out the parents. I don't want to leave out the parents. I want to bring the parents into this. Says he didn't want kids in his restaurant. He has a nice eatery. Caruso's is what it's called. He said several customers have complained and have got up and left because children are loud. They're throwing food on the floor. They're running around unattended. And they said, a lot of people are saying it's not the same restaurant it was. It's kind of an upscale eatery. And he said he was surprised about how much attention it's gotten and how it's erupted on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all kinds of stuff like that. And it's not like a 10-year-old or 7-year-old. It is babies and toddlers. And then one in there. I have no problem with it. I love my family-ish. They're my family, my little brothers and stuff. But I will tell you this, taking them to places is tough. On top of that, I have a little brother, Spencer, who's in a wheelchair, who is, you know, I mean, he is a mess. If you were to look at him, you would wonder, okay, what's up? He eats out of a tube. He breathes out of a tube. It's not always pretty. I get it. You go somewhere, you pay for something, you want, not only you want good service, but you want to be able to enjoy your meal. And kids can be loud and obnoxious. There's Elijah, who is my son's best friend. He's my little brother, but taking him places is tough. It's nonstop. Up, down, spilling stuff, going all over, loud, screaming, all the, I get it. I got zero problems with this. Do you have a problem with it? It's a question. You have a problem with kids in restaurants? It's, to me, I see no problem with it whatsoever. It's your business. It's private. You should be allowed to do what you want to do with your business in private. And as we always know, that's not always the case, right? That's not always the case. I'm wondering, is somebody going to sue? Where's the lawsuit coming? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. When I was younger, we went to the World Cup, not the World Cup, went to the Olympics here in Los Angeles, 1984. My sister was 3 or 4. I was, 13, 14, whatever it was. We went to the Olympics, went to see one of the soccer games. After the game, my grandfather took us out to eat. My grandfather came from a day and a time when children should be seen, not heard. We were all there as a family. As we were out there, my little sister, no more than 2 minutes into it, was loud, was obnoxious, was banging on stuff, and she flicked her spoon, and he was done. Took her out to the car. For the next hour and a half, 2 hours, we stayed inside and we ate, and he sat in the car with her. Didn't think people needed to see that. I want to know what you think. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We move from there to the insanity. How my son and my little brothers make it through school, and I'm sure you have the same thing with your kids, and looking back on what your kids may be going through, or looking back at like where they just came from, is beyond me. But this was insane. This is a little girl named Caitlin Miller. She's 5. She's been suspended. Producer Phil, you want to know what little kids get suspended for?
What?
Sticks that look like guns.
Of course.
That's what they get suspended for. Sticks that look like guns. She was suspended. Why? Because she had a stick. It looked like a gun.
I was playing with my two friends, Chloe and Dadlin. Chloe threw him and he threw a dish on me.
We know why it's bad, because we watch the news, but then I have to tell my kid, you're not allowed to play like that at school because, you know, people do bad things to kids your age.
The school says Caitlin was a threat to other students because she made a shooting motion, a violation of school policy. Her mother is now demanding an apology.
I don't get it. Little kids are little kids, right? They're little kids. My son, I don't know how he does it. I really don't. In this day, in this age, I would be in so much trouble. She's got a stick that looks like a gun, and she's popped for it. It's small. She's not walking around. This isn't an AR-15. This isn't a Kalashnikov, right? It's a little bitty stick that looks more like a phaser than a gun. And this is what you're doing now? This is where our time is? Whatever happened to it? You know what? Hey, Caitlin, we don't do that here. And then we move on. Why is... Did you feel a threat? I'd like to know that, teacher. Did you feel a threat? Did anybody in the school feel a threat? Were there counselors on hand? Well, we have to get counselors here. There's got to be counselors here because of this. It's uncomfortable for all of us. I feel uncomfortable. She had a stick that looked like a gun. A shooting motion was made. At any given time, the gun could have gone off and we'd all been splintered to death. How do kids do it nowadays? We don't want kids to be heard. We don't want kids to be seen. We don't want kids to have fun. We don't want kids to run around. We don't want kids to play. Yet we tell them they're too fat. Yet we tell them to go outside, but they can't go outside by themselves because if they go outside by themselves, they could be kidnapped. It's amazing. 844-DIG-CHAD. Gym, restaurants, kids. What's up?
I just think the restaurant owner's an idiot.
Why is that?
Well, the people with the kids, their money's just as green as anybody else's. All they've got to do is put aside a separate room or whatever and always just herd the families with kids in there and take their money too.
Yeah. Well, you know, though, it sounds easy. And trust me, I'm with you 1,000 times when it comes to having an extra room for. But a lot of restaurants don't. And this is a nice eatery. It's like, you know, there's romantic eateries you don't expect little kids to go to. Do you know what I mean? Or upscale places like a Morton's or some of these other places. There are some of these things where, you know, it's like that's not a place you bring a toddler. Just like the movies, right? Like how frustrated were you when you go to the movies and somebody brings a brand new baby? I try to have empathy and sympathy and think, you know, they couldn't find a sitter. The sitter canceled. They haven't been out in a while. I get that. But it does get frustrating. And again, it's about money, though. He feels he's losing more money than he's gaining. Either way, though, it's his right. That's the thing.
Probably, but I also understand your point about really it goes back to the parents of not teaching their kids how to behave in public.
Oh, God, that drives me nuts, man. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It does. I think everything in life goes back to your parents, right? Again, sometimes in life you'll have great parents and out of that a bad child will come out. Sometimes in life you have horrible parents and out of that a good child will come out. But it's about your parents. How do your parents... And we don't have that kind of reaction anymore that we used to have. Remember when we were younger, right? Like your mom would give you a knock upside the head. She had no problem. And nobody else in the restaurant or in the supermarket or anywhere else cared. Right? Like, if I got, like, the spoon, right? My mom was a ninja with a spoon. She was. I don't know if there's training for that. I don't know if they send him away to a Shaolin thing. And she comes out, and she's just like, she was a ninja. She was a Shaolin master. She would flip the spoon, boom, hit you upside the head or a brush. Ah! I didn't know you were supposed to brush your head with the prickly end. I thought you were only supposed to get hit on the plastic end on top of your head. But I will tell you this. And the frustration of all of this is you can't do that now. You can't give your kid a whack upside the head. Not hard, just like, pay attention. Stop it. That's not how we act. Because everybody in there is ready to pounce on you and to call CPS. And now your child knows if you do, go ahead. We have lost it. Parents are as much to blame as the kids. And yes, there are kids who have severe ADHD. Yes, there are kids who are autistic. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the everyday run-of-the-mill child who doesn't behave. That's a reflection on the parent as much as it is the child. Absolutely is a reflection of the parent as much as the child. And too often than not, we don't care. Right? And it's just the way he is. That's just the way he is. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Matthew in Indiana, I want to talk about the girl with the dangerous stick.
Yeah, listen, I think we need to, when these kind of things come up, we need to shift the focus. The child, the 5-year-old girl with the little stick, is not a threat. I think we can all agree on that. What we need to focus on is the mindset or the emotional health of the person who's making the claim that that's threatening, because that's an irrational fear. And I don't know about everybody else, but I don't feel comfortable about somebody who has an irrational feel or acts irrational being in charge of small children.
Yeah. Well, it's a school policy. And I understand that if somebody brings a gun to school, yes, you know what, you should be in trouble for that. A stick is not dangerous. And at what point is our finger dangerous now? I mean, it's insane. And you're right. If who feels so threatened by that? Because you know what? This little girl doesn't need help. We need to sit down and talk to you because you're not going to survive the world we live in if a stick scares you to death by a five-year-old. You're not. You're not. And you're right. We need to hyper-focus on away from them and on the people that we think, hey, you know what? You're the reason we have this policy. What are you afraid of? There's the trouble right there. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Thanks, Matthew, for calling in. We'll talk more about that. Wait till you hear what this python ate. It was delicious, said the python. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Cops are called after teen is duct taped to traffic sign because he lost a bet on an NBA game. Hilarious. You got to see him. Posted at, throw it out the old Twitter there, at Chad Benson Show. Throw it up there. But he lost a bet. That's right. Don't lose a bet to these guys. Miguel Chavez said he was willing to have lost a bet over the Rockets-Warriors game that was held Tuesday. I went with the Rockets, said the 17-year-old. I was at McDonald's eating. I lost. My friend said it was time. I pay up the bet. I have an idea. He got four rolls of duct tape, and then him and his friends taped him about a foot and a half off the ground on a busy intersection yield sign and then left them there. Cops eventually showed up, but that was, as they did, one of his friends was wandering to the to his buddy with a knife, getting ready to cut him down. The cop's like, whoa! And he's like, whoa, it's my buddy. I'm just getting him down. Man, that's awesome. You know what, though? Can I just say something? Kid was raised right. He lost a bet, and he paid up. That's good raising right there. That's some good adulting from mom and dad. You lost a bet, and you paid up. That is solid adulting.
I got a question.
Okay.
If the cops didn't come till after he was already duct taped up there, I mean, how long did it take for them to do that? Someone must have seen what was going on.
That's what Anthony said. Anthony's like, wait, the cops showed up afterwards? Like, nobody saw him being taped up? It's a big dude, man. It's a big dude. I don't know. Obviously, they were busy. I love it, though. I love it. And you know what's great, too? Cops came, they had a laugh, nobody got arrested, and we moved on with our lives. Nobody got suspended from school. Nobody was hurt in the making of this prank and stupidity. It was fun, hijinks, and we move on. Speaking of something that is not fun, but that of nightmares for many people, a missing Indonesian man has finally been located. He's no longer with us. 25-year-old Akbar Solbario. Been missing for about 24 hours. He was leaving to harvest palm oil on his family's plantation. Search conducted by the police found a 23-foot-long python, a reticulated python, sitting in a ditch nearby, not moving. They realized there was something deep inside the snake. Didn't take long after they killed the snake and cut it open to find out it was Akbar himself. I'm going to say this. First of all, retics can get about 30 feet long. They're huge. They're massive. I don't think you should have killed it. You're in nature. Like, I'm in nature. And nature eats me. You shouldn't kill nature. I was in nature. Nature happened to eat me. This is a massive 23-foot freakishly large critter that was big enough to swallow a human being whole. It doesn't chew its food, bites onto you, it spins its body around, and then slowly but surely, it constricts and crushes you down to virtually nothing. Every time you take a breath, it takes away. Eventually, you suffocate. Your bones may be broken, but that is consequential at that point in time because you're going to suffocate before any of that. But it's a massive prehistoric beast, 23 feet long. And I know it's horrible that Mr. Akbar was swallowed whole. That's what happens when you go into those oily fields. Potential. But if you go into nature and nature kills you, meh, right?
What is it we say about nature?
I know what we say about nature. Nature will beep you up. Nature did, man. Then they cut it out, man. It's funny. It's a horrible thing is they shoot it, and then they cut him out. Remember Jaws? When they want to do a half-ass fish autopsy? That's what he said. You think I want you to do a half-ass fish autopsy right here and see that little Kittner boy's guts spill out all over this? Well, I don't think we needed to see Mr. Akbar, and I sure as hell don't think we needed to see it on Instagram. Just let it play it out. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. A lot of people are texting in about the restaurant and the should kids be allowed. A lot of people are also texting in about the little girl with the stick gun where she was suspended. We could talk about that and so much more. The Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.